This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
Diet starts tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy.
And I'm Emily. And for the scoop du jour, we have two scoops today.
A double scoop.
A
healthy scooping.
We have a double scoop in a waffle cone.
Yeah.
We're talking about the AI art that you've probably been seeing on your Instagram feeds.
Yeah.
We have some thoughts on it.
We have some thoughts. Emily, you didn't do it, right?
I have not done it.
And it is that because you didn't want to steal art from creators, you didn't want people to own your physical features, or you didn't want to pay the $6?
You know, none of the above.
It was too basic? Other people were doing it?
No, that's okay. Not it either. I'm not that cool. It's more like I don't need to see a prettier version of myself transcribed onto paper.
Sure. So a lot of the issue that people have with this app, besides the fact that it is taking your data and
I've heard that the artists are upset.
That the artists are upset because they're not getting paid. It's literally stealing artists' work. But a lot of people are saying that this app will make you have more Eurocentric beauty standards. It will make you thinner. It will make people lighter. It's a quite racist app.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, okay. Yeah. And my thing with it, so I didn't do it for myself, but I have a friend with an addictive personality, and he had been making a ton of himself, one in his drag persona, one in his normal life. And he was loving it because he found it very like gender euphoric, which a lot of people have written me saying that was really helpful for them if they're non-binary or they've transitioned or something, like being able to put in female or male or other, like, has been really good for them.
So that is fun.
That's
interesting.
That is fun. That being said, he was like, can I do you? And I was like, sure. And I sent a bunch of photos. And the first time he put it through, he put female. And even though all of my photos were neck up and clothed, they gave me heaving naked bosoms in a lot.
Really?
Yes.
Well, now I'm interested.
They were like, we don't care. We know you have tits and we know that they're massive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think that they knew or do you think that they just...
I don't know. I think it was...
Maybe they give every woman...
I think
woman.
They give women tits and they give them little waists and big butts. And I think it could contribute to a lot of body dysmorphia. A lot of people have been saying like, oh my God, like I don't want to see me with a better body or a better face, like you said, because
that is how
it'll
feel.
Fuck me up.
Yeah.
That being said, seeing myself with thinner arms and a straighter nose ended up pissing me off.
Ooh.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
So I would get these images where I had these like little Disney arms and little bot, you know, like, and a completely symmetrical nose, which is the thing that I talk about all the time. And it's things that I usually like face tune myself. Like I'll make my arms smaller. I'll make my nose straighter.
Yes.
And then I opened up to you the fact that I will sometimes also face tune Disney princesses bigger.
Oh, this was so great. She starts sending me these images one day and it's just plus size Disney princesses.
Or like normal sized.
Right. Or normal sized, but they are very, very tiny the way that they do draw them.
Right.
So that's
so
why
I let out their waist a little bit and I make their arms a little bulkier or whatever. And I, through looking at those, I've been like, oh, that would have made me feel so much better as a young girl, a young person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when I got these images, I was like, ew, I don't like me with skinny, like those don't look like my arms and it doesn't look like my face. So I started face tuning the Lenza AIs to have thicker arms. And really? Then I felt more comfortable because I was like, okay, whew, that actually looks like me. And
wait, so the ones that you posted were those ones that you made a little thicker?
A little thicker.
I love that, Remy.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm grinning from ear to ear right now.
Yeah, it was really a weird experience. Oh, and this was the other thing. So then he put it through other instead of female as well, because
okay.
I don't know if I've told you guys, but my pronouns are she, they. Like, I'm a girl, but I'm non-binary and whatever. Like, there are some days that I feel like nothing and some days that I feel like a little guy. And so when
you know, I think more people feel like that than even would.
Good. Come out then.
Yeah. Come out. Everybody should come out.
Everybody come out. But he put it through that one and those people looked more like me. They didn't put the boobs in as much.
Okay.
So if you are still trying to do this, even though they can steal your data and it's really bad to the artists, maybe put other if you don't want heaving tits.
Yeah.
But
no, that's the one thing I do want.
That felt more gender euphoric to me as well. And yeah, it was just really interesting for me to be like, oh, wait, I think I love my arms. I think I love my crooked nose.
Okay. That, I mean, that's very nice to hear.
Yeah.
Even though your nose is not crooked.
It fully is.
But I'm gonna skate by it. No, it's literally not, Remy. Like, okay, I don't know if people know listening, but Remy has a seat that she needs to sit in.
Yeah, because I have a bad side.
She's neurotic about, but it's nose-based,
it's nose-based, yeah.
But I don't see it. Like, when I look at you, I don't see it.
I know.
So I think objectively, you don't have a crooked nose. It's just that you see things in a way more magnified way.
You're wrong. I will tell you. If you guys, if you look at there, I'm just saying, if you go on, the TikTok has a filter called Twins.
Okay.
Right? I think I told you about this. And it takes the right side of your face and it makes it symmetrical on the left side. My twins do not look like twins. They look like one twin who like keeps the other one in the basement. It's like very, very scary. And
wait, but the nose though is the
It has, my nose like disappears in one of them.
Oh.
Like one is Voldemort because it goes to, and I don't, but the thing is I don't care anymore. I actually think it's really cool of me because those AIs where they did center my nose and stuff, I don't know who that person is. She doesn't look like me. She's too generic.
Yeah.
So this makes me feel like more special.
Wow. This is a really special
Isn't
moment.
It?
Yes. We all know those people that, you know, they have certain things on their faces and they actually add character to their face, but they're really insecure about it.
Yeah.
The most obvious example I can think of right now is Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
That girl.
That
was adorable.
Nose was beautiful.
Adorable.
Yeah.
And she had such, you know, she had personality to her face. And then she gets her nose job. I'm sure that, you know, she got tormented for her nose by.
That's what I was going to say. I got my nose jobs because other people made fun of me for my nose. I don't think I actually disliked my nose that much.
So mean.
And that's why I think I am so focused on it because I have gotten it fixed twice. And I'm like, it should be perfect at this point. But now I think it is.
I think your nose
is
flawless.
Now I'm like, this is my nose. Like, I think she's cute.
Oh my God, I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat, throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Okay, I didn't do this AI art thing. I mean, like, part of it is tempting, yeah. But I didn't want to spend the money, and also just like the idea of something turning me into art, and then me like comparing the real me,
yeah,
to the fake me,
yeah.
It just seems like it could go in a really bad direction.
Yeah, my friend did it and she was like, I need whatever surgery this is. And I'm like, no, you don't. Like, you actually look like you in that painting.
Also, there's no surgery that'll turn you into a Van Gogh painting.
No.
You know what I mean? That's just not realistic.
And like, all of this being said, like, I do think it's bad that they stole from the artist. One thing that is nice is like, most people don't get pictures of themselves as paintings or whatever, yeah. Like, unless somebody falls in love with them or like draws them on the subway, like a lot of people don't get that opportunity. So I do think it was nice for people to be able to see themselves represented in like fancy outfits and
yeah
I don't know.
One time I was on the subway,
but it's bad,
and there was somebody with a sketchbook, and yeah. I thought that
they were drawing
sketching
you?
Me,
yeah,
and I kept like kind of, you know, adjusting my pose, like I would look off into the distance.
Yeah.
And in my mind, Wistful. It would be so ethereal.
Yeah.
Turned out it was the girl next to me.
Dead!
Who was holding her puppy. And like, of course he was sketching her. She had an adorable puppy. And it was a New York moment. You know, yeah. She had him in like a tote bag.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
This is not the same, but it's kind of the same. I was at dinner once and I saw these two guys who had like ear sets in. Like they looked like
FBI
spies
agents.
Yeah, and they were like looking at me like the whole dinner. I was like, what is happening? Like, is something happening to me? Why are they looking at me or whatever? Fast forward,
Randy Casimir, did you have sexual relations with the president?
Yeah. I did not have sexual relationships with that woman.
Sexual relationships?
I don't know, man. I was 5 when it happened. But anyway, it's funny that you bring up politics because it turned out there was a politician sitting behind me.
Did I bring up politics?
Well, you brought up Bill.
Oh, okay. Fair.
There was a politician sitting behind me and she got up to leave. And when she got up to leave, I realized they were her Secret Service.
Oh.
I was not being spied on.
Was it like a New York State Senator? Like what level
Do you know
are we
who
talking?
Nikki Haley is?
No.
I think she was working at the UN at the time.
And okay.
I think she considered running for president as well.
Oh, okay. So they were there to spy on her.
Yeah, they were her
I
detail.
Mean, not to spy on her. They were there to... God, I am fucking up today. They were there to protect her.
They were there to protect her.
That's beautiful.
But yeah, so this AI thing, it was really good for me. And before we dive into the next scoop, I just wanted to share how good it has been for me. Hmm. I don't know if you noticed... when we were recording with publicity, that I went sleeveless.
No, I did notice. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to.
Why?
I didn't want to draw attention.
It was a momentous day.
Okay, so the next time, let's say you sit in my chair instead of this chair.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Okay,
yet.
But let's just say it did. Mm-hmm. You want me to acknowledge you? Like, you want me to give you a gold star?
Yeah.
Okay, then I will. And you know what I did notice, and I thought it was really good. Did you feel uncomfortable during that recording?
No.
That's great.
I only felt uncomfortable because I had a stress migraine at the time and I ended up throwing up after, but...
Yeah, Remy puked in the street.
I puked in the street and all over one of the Betches' bathrooms, and I cleaned it up for like 15 minutes by myself.
It was crazy. It was on the floor?
It was on the walls.
It looked like Nickelodeon in there.
Splat. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that you were sick. I'm happy that you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Now.
But I was comfortable in the recording, and like, we also look at ourselves like while we're being filmed, like you can see on the TV monitor, and it didn't bother me at all. Like, I was just like, am I healed? Like, do you need to sub me in for a new cost?
Wow. But that just goes to show you that sometimes fear of the thing is so much bigger than the thing itself.
Yeah.
And I find that with everything. Like, we were on TV the other day.
We were on
Good Day DC, which is the Washington, D.C.
And it was live.
It was live. And I was so nervous. I mean, I didn't have that much time to be nervous because I had to wake up so early for it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you get kind of nervous. And then once you actually do it, you're like, oh, wait a second. I actually can talk.
Yeah.
I've been speaking English for 32 years.
Right.
So it's a lot like that. Like, once you just go for it, you find that it's so much easier. So I'm happy that you did.
All this being said, we have to wait for the videos to come out of that day and see if I feel good enough and can post them.
You actually wouldn't post the video if you didn't like the way that your arms looked in
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You got to post.
I know.
It's not about your arms. It's about your brain. People need to hear what's on your mind.
You're right.
And I just think the world would be a way worse place if your arms and your brain didn't grace the screen.
Yeah. Well, do you know, it comes from, I don't want to get bullied on the internet. And there was one time, I don't know if you are privy to the leg saga. So I posted a picture of myself a few years ago at this place in Europe. I don't remember where it was. And this person kept commenting on the post, I don't like your leg. Don't like your leg.
Singular.
Yes. And then they would post on other people's comments of me like, oh, this is so cute. But her leg. But her leg. And also,
what
which
is it
leg?
About that one leg?
Which leg?
Oh, he didn't even say
he
which leg.
He never specifies. And I don't even know if this is a guy. They never specified. They just kept coming for my fucking leg.
What leg do you think it was?
I think it's the left leg.
Yeah?
Yes.
Why?
Because my right leg is like... so much more unique. No, so maybe it's the right leg.
Maybe it's the right leg. They're discriminating against the unique leg.
Yeah, because I've got a scar on my right leg that looks like a vagina. And they're like, get it off of there. Maybe. I don't know. Either way, I didn't post for a very long time after that because
it
I was
only
like...
from the waist up.
No, I just didn't like post anything.
Because you were nervous that somebody was going to say something mean.
What's the next... And I had already felt, I haven't even said this, that I didn't like my legs in that photo. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put it out there because I like this photo. I liked the place, whatever. It was like, and.
Yeah, no, that actually sucks. I've had that happen before where like I posted a picture and it looked like I had armpit hair because my hair's really long. So it was like in my arm. And I was like, who cares? Like also, even if I did have armpit hair.
People have armpit hair.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And somebody did comment under it like, ooh, long armpit hair. And I was like, fuck
right
off.
Right
like
so
when somebody confirms what you're thinking it's really frustrating.
I was like, okay, so I'm just like, anytime I am thinking something negative about me, somebody else is out there and they're ready to pounce on it. And so I didn't post for a very long time, and then I eventually made it a story about it, like, this is what happened.
So that's what I remember about it, is you being really funny about it. So I actually didn't know it affected you that much.
And now it's like a joke with everybody that they're like, you know, if you're having a bad day, like, you just say leg. You know, like, it's like, because that's what the person said, too. It was somebody being like, you look so cute. And they said, leg. Like, she's not the leg.
Leg.
So, but now I've I brought it back, and I own it now. You know, a leg is a mentality. It's just, you know what? Leg.
When you go on stage, when you're doing stand-up, is anyone like, break a leg?
No, but I love that.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so we have a very interesting scoop du jour today about Bethany Frankel's skinny girl being called out by Jackie Goldschneider of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Jackie was talking about this on a podcast called Virtual Reality, a live podcast, and we have one of the hosts of that podcast here, Danny Murphy. Hello, Danny Murphy.
Hi, how are we doing, DST?
Oh, we're good.
We're doing great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, happy to.
So excited to talk about this because it is real news. Jackie, on your live podcast, said, and I quote, "Bethany has skinny girl, and I've got very strong opinions on this one because I say fuck marketing skinny. I'm sick of fucking marketing skinny. I don't want to drink something because it's going to keep me skinny. So fuck you, Bethany. Fuck your skinny brand. That's how I feel," said Jackie.
Very intense.
The room gave her a standing O.
Wow. Like people,
people were really into it. Yeah.
You know, I would have reacted the same way because I feel the same way. But It takes balls to say, like, fuck your company.
100%.
Fuck that type of marketing. You know, she's clearly taking a hard stance on this issue.
And neither Emily or I really watch Housewives of New Jersey, so we're not too familiar with Jackie.
But my sister actually told me the other day that we should interview her.
You actually, 100%. You would love her because she really has been so open about her eating disorder, disordered eating, struggling with all that. And she's from Staten Island, lives in New Jersey. So I was not surprised that she was going to go off.
Yeah. I
mean, yeah.
That is their way. Yeah. I love Jersey girls. I mean, more power to her. But like, what was your reaction?
Yeah.
Well, my first reaction, because we were in New York at City Wineries, my first reaction was terrified because Bethany Frankel, I feel like, has like a Batmobile.
She's
with
got
skinny
eyes
girl
and
logo
ears everywhere. Yeah.
And could go everywhere. And I was like, And also because I knew the second she said it, I was like, oh, Bethany does like to clap back too and kind of gets down and dirty in ways where I think Bethany's fault is that, like, she's smart, of course, but then like her ego kind of, when it gets bruised, she kind of goes all in. So I was worried about that. But I also was really happy to see Jackie not be intimidated by a multi-million, billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
One of the most successful women from this franchise that she's in. And also like to say her piece, because it also, I mean, of course, there has been responses from that too. People are disagreeing with her. People are saying, oh, she's thinking too much about it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm also like, she's also speaking what is her truth.
And her experience of living with those brands. Like when I read this and Emily sent me the video, I was like, yeah, like honestly, fuck skinny brands, because I feel like I've gone through moments where I was doing the Special K diet or eating those skinny Oreos. You know, you remember those like 100 calorie packs? Like they had hold on me. And like, what are we doing?
Which is also, right. And those were so bad because they were, I feel like, out around the time that like I feel so many people listening to were like going like high school lunches or like lunches in college. And I'm like, that's when I was like, okay, so I can, 100 calories is my designated snack.
Yeah.
It fits in my bag and I shouldn't have more than that. And it lingers on. And I think, I mean, Jackie, because like she is in her 40s, but it still hit her. And then she like, so she never had those packaging at lunch, but she struggled so much. And because she opened up on the show too. She was a heavier kid and was picked on so much. And then just starved herself to really intense moments. And like for people who watch the show, like you could see, you could kind of see it before she said it. You know what I mean? And then when she's kind of just overcame so much. And I feel she really opened doors for a lot of
other housewives to talk about it.
Yeah. And audience members too, being like, this is, I never knew how to contextualize what I do.
Yeah.
But I do what you do. And I'm now learning that that's not okay. Cause also we're kind of taught that's what you should, like so many people say, yeah, don't eat. Like that's a good tip.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. No, I mean, I think it's really impressive that she's been so open about it, because not a lot of housewives have.
And they don't get to be. Like, I feel like the two other housewives that have had eating problems are both very like, not outspoken, but they get grilled by the group so that they're not actually allowed to speak about what they're going through, because people like, I'm thinking about Crystal specifically.
Yeah,
like,
Crystal
nobody
from
lets
Beverly Hills.
Crystal live. Erica Jane actually did say to her like, oh, well, I would just take laxatives. Like, people aren't sensitive with her. There was that woman on New York who was only there for a season, Jules. Yeah.
Bethany also had a weird moment with her about all that.
Yeah.
Because Bethany, her mom, I think, had an eating disorder, which... but then, because so her seeing Jules, she was like weirded out by it.
Right.
Which, of course, I'm sure was like a trauma response in some regards, like dealing with her mother, but like not also.
But doesn't hold space for Jules.
Yeah. Not as much as the Jersey girls were all pretty. It is funny because like the Jersey, they're loud and they fight, but everyone kind of, no one gave Jackie pushback.
That's really
and
nice.
And I think also a lot of it, like, because the main reason Jackie also, she wanted to do it for herself, but like because she's a mom of four, she's like, I don't want to starve myself to death. So a lot of it was focusing with her kids. Yeah. And also she was showing a lot of the therapy that she was doing too.
Yeah.
Which was also, I mean, even for me, like, just like whatever you're like, are always thinking about like, oh, should I like diet XYZ, everything like that. It's like the therapist was really, scenes were really interesting of her being like, no, this is what you need to do for tiny steps to get better. Mm-hmm. So you can see Jackie putting in the time to
help
herself.
Yeah.
I did see one scene where her husband and her were talking about it, and he is just so wonderful. Do you disagree?
No, he's so wonderful. Okay. So hot.
I was like, did I see like one moment where he was nice?
Okay. It was the most beautiful moment. Exactly. Yeah.
No, he was just really there for her. And he's like, yeah, you're doing such a great job. If you are struggling with this, like, this is something that like we work together as a team on. And I have seen Rob say the same thing to Crystal. Like, it's nice that they have.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Of
course. Because, you know, especially when you're married to someone, you end up inevitably sharing a lot of your meals with them. Mm-hmm. And these people also have kids, and food is a big part of the family culture. And
yeah.
And so if one of you has disordered behavior around food or has a history, that's something that your partner should be aware of and be involved
that's
in.
That's the real trickle down that happens.
Yes, true.
So Bethany Frankel's rep, Jill Fritzo, responded to the rant. I don't know.
I like that she has a rep for this.
Also, the same rep as Lisa Rinna should never. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Oh.
Just gonna put that out there. But yes.
Okay, so she exclusively told Page Six in response, Bethany has a personal experience with this topic and speaks about it in detail in her book, Naturally Thin. Gotta get a plug. And business is personal. Another plug. Jackie has reached out to Bethany and corresponded several times, so it's interesting that she didn't reach out there. She is very engaged and connected to her audience. Bethany wishes Jackie well on her personal and business journey.
Oh, thanks for that.
Because also she responds to almost everything without her rep. So it is also interesting that this was one of those moments.
That the rep was like, hey.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because usually it's like Bethany on TikTok in the Hamptons with like her hair uncombed.
Yes.
She goes nuts on TikTok. Like she really gives the people what they want.
She does.
Yeah.
And I respect her for that. But I was just going to say, I would honestly be shocked if she had a completely healthy relationship with food, Bethany.
Well, if
just
she's
because
saying,
of the way she talks about food and the way that she markets her brands, and it's just
sure,
it would be surprising to me if she had a healthy relationship with food.
Right. If she is saying though, everyone that you think is naturally thin is secretly restricting, then maybe that is her way of saying I'm one of those people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think it is. And. You know, it's not rooted in science or evidence or anything. Like, there are people that are just naturally thin. And,
sure, of course there
are. But, you know, maybe not.
But then there are people, like, I grew up with somebody who would tell me they were eating a lot. But then when I would spend just time with them, I was like, oh, they're not eating anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, so this is like, this kind of ties into the whole philosophy of intuitive eating, but the focus is different. So she's basically saying, if you want to be, quote, naturally thin, you can eat whatever you want. Just make sure you don't eat too much of it.
My thing with Bethany, too, is like, I don't want to fully put the blame on her for creating this brand, because she did grow up in this culture where being thin is important to enter, you know, like to be in the world that she was in.
Successful brand, you know, it's a successful business model to prey upon women's insecurities.
But
do I think
if her own insecurities have been preyed upon and that's where this is coming from, I can grant her a little leniency.
Yeah, maybe for the first couple years.
Maybe for the first couple
years. It's also, also it's a thing because she did start this brand like over a decade ago when like, I think almost every single brand, if you look at, did some
was
shit like this.
Was skinny.
I mean, like, it's like, I ordered Diet Coke. I'm like, well, it's a diet.
When Sonia came out with Tipsy Girl, she wasn't offended by the tipsy part. She was offended by the girl part because skinny was already branded across the board.
Exactly. Right. And then also Bethany, because it's, I think, is one of those things where all of her businesses are linked together. But at the same time, I know she... Skinny Girl was sold to other entities and stuff like that. So I know that was her launch pad, and Skinny Girl is like her overarching thing.
Yeah.
And I know like she's broken it down into a lot of different things. I know
Well,
she's,
now
like,
they have like Skinny Girl popcorn, Skinny Girl denim, like jeans.
Yeah.
And Skinny Girl and the shapewear. Margarita, obviously shapewear. Yeah. It's really become an empire of sorts.
But it is all designed to make you look or feel thin at the end of the day.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, the jeans thing doesn't make sense to me. Like, the Skinny Girl Margarita,
doesn't jeans make sense?
Because Skinny Girl Margarita, like, the idea behind that is that you're consuming less calories, so then you would be skinnier.
Okay.
But jeans, you just have to buy the size that fits.
Yeah, but I think that they've got, like, shapewear in them, right?
I think I want to say something with the denim. I also don't know what sizes she tackles in those.
Good point.
That's the thing. I don't know if I could shop at Skinny Girl jeans or anything like that, but yeah, it probably, I'm not sure on that.
I'd love to see you in a pair of Skinny Girl jeans.
I would too. You know, it's just,
I just
drive over to the Hamptons and see what happens.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But yeah, I think this is a really, I love fighting in the Housewives universe, and especially like between franchises.
Oh yeah.
And I think this is the first time that we've really seen somebody vocalizing in a very powerful way that these things are harmful. And they're like, I don't care about hurting the person that started this brand because I think the thing is the problem. Like, I don't think she's saying, she is saying fuck Bethany. She did say fuck Bethany.
She did literally say.
There was wine being drank, but yeah, she did say fuck you, Bethany.
I'm like, everything's actually fine.
Wait, I'm just rereading it right now. Bethany, fuck your skinny brand. Fuck you, Bethany. Yeah, she did say fuck you, Bethany.
She did say fuck you.
But you know what? Somebody needs to say it.
Well, exactly. And
I'm
not
going to say it. I don't want people to come for me
on Watch What Happens. Like, Bethany's coming for everybody right now. So I think she's having a moment of screaming.
Yeah, I don't want Bethany coming for me. And
she's
for
having
that
a
reason,
little intense moment. Ugh, but I do also like, you can go for it. Yeah, not.
Mention it all, Bethany.
Go for Remy.
Remy wants, come in all the forms. she can be like, how come you're coming for me? But I feel like what I love about Jackie coming for her is that not only is Jackie with the platform a housewife.
Yes.
Who talks so openly about her eating disorder, but she also is like a very openly like fan of Housewives franchises. Mm. So she know, like, she's not just like being like, oh, I saw Bethany's brand and I hate it. Like, I think she watches all of them. So she knows the come up and everything like that Bethany has done. And she's like, no, this has been bullshit from the get go.
Yeah.
Cause I'm also sure too, she was a fan before. Because she even says it, like, she was a fan of Housewives before coming on. I'm sure she purchased a lot of Skinny Girl.
I was just going to say that. Because, you know, she's had disordered eating. She's struggled with it for a long time. And so it's very possible that if she was a fan of the Housewives, she would have drank Skinny Girl margaritas, you know, in her disordered days.
Uh-huh.
So that is very interesting how, like, once your eyes are open to this stuff, you really do become more and more passionate until you start to become insufferable.
So
but
what could,
she's not there
what
yet.
Could Bethany do to pivot to make this brand more inclusive?
It's a good question.
Healthy girl, would that be bad?
Because I feel like also with all of her stuff, because then it's like healthy girl, but it would be all
also
the same
girl though, still is when we're saying skinny girl, we're only saying that girls need to be skinny.
I'm not a girl. Not yet.
Honestly,
a woman.
The best thing she should do is just rebrand everything to Bethany because she is the brand.
Yeah.
No, like, one is just buying Skinny Girl. Potentially, I don't think I have purchased Skinny Girl. It was never because I'm like, oh my God, this. I'm like, oh, it's Bethany's. I'm like, oh, I'm curious about
and,
it.
So and a lot of people do, like, I have never tried it, but people do say that it tastes good. I mean, you can't really listen to people though. What do you
can eat skinny stuff if it genuinely tastes good to you.
Well, this was going to be my question. Yeah. What do you guys think of a skinny margarita? Like, if you're at a, I went to a wedding not too long ago and they were passing them around and I spat mine out. It was so disgusting. But but like, have you guys indulged in skinny margaritas?
Know.
It's basically just tequila, lime juice, and seltzer.
No, I don't want that. I need.
Yeah,
I
want
need
that
sugar.
Either.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel, because I don't drink anymore, but when I used to order them all the time because I also was subjected to Skinny Girl as marketing tactic.
Yeah.
So I used to order them, but they were never good, but you would get
they're
them because they're like, I don't, yes.
It's like basically a Fisher Price margarita. Like you're pretending to drink a margarita.
Literally. And also then you get even, because it's just tequila too, so then you just get more drunk and I'm like, they're going to drunk eat, so what are you even, like, and then, like, then you just feel hungover and then guilty if you're trying to like, limit yourself on your margarita. It's almost what you were saying. You're restricting something.
And then you're going to binge later.
Yeah. That's a really good point because like anytime that you're trying to shave extra calories out of things like cocktails and stuff,
you're not satisfied.
You're not going to be satisfied. Yeah. You're just going to end up going back for more
this
later.
Being said, I enjoy Skinny Pop sometimes. I don't eat it because it's skinny. I eat it because it's around my house and I want popcorn.
Yeah.
And they have more flavors too, which I like.
They have more flavors.
Like, I would never pick the skinny option unless it was specifically a flavor that I.
Right. I would never buy the skinny option. But if the skinny option is around and it doesn't taste like cardboard.
And it tastes fine. Yeah.
Well, that's also a hard different way, too, because I feel Skinny Pop's marketing is just really smart in a different way where it makes it seem fun.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, or just like they're like how it's like pop. Like, they really focus in on that. And then I'm like, oh, that is like cute. And also, their bags are ginormous. And I'm always quantity over quality in
sure.
my snacks. I just need the party size all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't care if they're bad or not. So I feel that is why I lean to them.
Okay, especially with popcorn, you need to be able to shovel.
Yes. And they have less, because Smart Pop has, you get so much hand residue. skinny pop, you don't.
Exactly.
Thank you for cluing us sometimes into the hand residue.
Sometimes
you want the
hand residue. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I want to lick my fingers
after. Lick it off.
Oh, Doritos, yes.
Doritos, yes.
I like Boom Chicka Pop. Okay. That's what it's called, right? Boom Chicka Pop. There's a kettle corn that's really, really good. It's in the purple bag.
Kettle corn is so good.
That shit is fire. Yeah. But I used to eat Halo Top a lot.
What's that?
What's
Halo Top?
Oh, Halo Top is a low calorie ice cream, quote unquote. It's like a high protein, lower calorie ice cream. And the way they market it is they encourage you to eat the whole pint. Like you open the lid and it says, don't stop till you hit the bottom.
It's made for binge eating. Yeah.
It's made for binge eating. Yeah. And
but is it yummy?
No.
It's fine, but it's not even a fraction as good as ice cream.
Yeah.
And you know, I was eating that for a long time and I kind of convinced myself that I liked it. Mm-hmm. And then once I went back to real ice cream, I haven't been able to eat it since. Mm. And I realized that the reason why I kept going back to it was because I was afraid I was going to eat too much ice cream.
Yeah.
So if I was going to want to eat the whole pint, then I felt safer with a Halo Top than a Haagen-Dazs, you know? But it goes back to the mentality thing that we were talking about briefly is like, if you are going into the experience of eating something knowing that you're going to eat the whole pint just because that's your habit or that's, you know, you think you can't control yourself or whatever it may be, you're not even going to feel satisfied by the food because it's not as fucking good as ice cream.
Also, what if you don't want to finish it to the bottom, but you're like, but this is the low-cal one, so I'm going to finish it. Like, there's so many times where I've been like, ugh, I should just finish this thing. And like,
yeah, like I'm almost there anyway. I might as well finish it.
Well, also when you're like hate eating it too, when you're like, oh, yeah, man, this is so fucking, I just want it out of my life.
Yeah.
And it's hard too because you get those because it's like, oh, I just want, because like when I want ice cream, like, because it's like when it's real ice cream and like sweetened up, even like vegan ice cream, it has the sweetness to it, which is good. So I don't even mean real ice cream like that. But like you have a few scoops and you're like, oh, that was exactly what I wanted. Cause like I feel like it shoots off all the right stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But when you're eating like a Halo Top, you're like, I'm not getting any happiness in my psyche for this.
Yeah. No, that's get gassy.
I was gonna, people who have bought the diet ice creams in my house and I've tried them and I'm like, no, this is disgusting. And when I do eat like a normal pint of ice cream, if I end up finishing it, like, okay, whatever. But more oftentimes I'm not gonna actually finish it because I'm like, oh, that was good. Okay, now I want something salty. Like I just genuinely got something sweet.
Yeah, you got your taste for the ice cream.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm telling you, and you know, people listening at home, if you like Halo Top and you think it's delicious, go
for
it. Good on you. But I would challenge you to stop eating it. And when you want ice cream, buy normal ice cream and just see what happens. See if it, you know, sparks fear in you that you're going to eat the whole thing. See if that triggers any binge eating. And if it does, then maybe you want to revisit that and repair your relationship with food.
So do you think Bethany is going to personally say anything about this?
We'll see.
I will say if it wasn't such a week for her where like
everyone's coming at
Andy and Jeff Lewis shit, I think she would. But I also think she's smart enough to know that there's not really anything she could say in a Bethany way that could be her checkmate.
Because she knows she would be attacking an entire group of people that have eating disorders.
And a girl who is, if it was like, say like, because Margaret was also on the panel with Jackie, if it was Margaret saying like, fuck skinny girl, maybe Bethany would clap back. But because it is someone who was just like speaking in like, they're true with truth.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's nothing to get out of it. And I think it's also one of those, a good lesson where it's like, let someone who says what they said, it's out there and like, it's what she's feeling and people are relating to it. And you don't have to clap back at everything when you're in the wrong, especially.
Yeah. And also maybe she'll like take it in and be like, maybe this isn't so relatable anymore. And maybe it's harmful.
Yeah. Maybe she will. I doubt it.
Yeah. I don't know. I always like to.
I know. Well, I do like what I do. I feel even she's, because I feel on the, like, even on her TikTok, she has been, I've been noticing, like, having more, and I know it's like, she's, like, doing, like, bagel rankings and making pastas and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I feel Bethany is kind of, like, growing from her, hopefully becoming more into, like, a lifestyle brand of, like, what, like, people can eat food.
Yeah.
In less like in a skinny girl way. So hopefully it's showing that she's maybe improving in a relationship with food. Like the statement said, maybe she was struggling with that. So hopefully.
I would love that for her.
I would too. Yeah.
I would love that for her. And I think it's possible. Bethany, if you're listening to this, we believe in you.
Yeah.
And Jackie, good job.
Yeah, Jackie,
just
we
for
stand.
Being yourself and healing, and
we absolutely stand. Danny, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much,
thank
Danny.
You guys. You guys are the best. Anytime, I love you guys.
I love you deeply.
We have you on standby.
Yeah, can you tell everybody where they can follow you, please?
Yes. Well, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K. For Betches, I have a podcast out every Monday, Not Another True Crime Podcast, and every Thursday is Page Six Virtual Reality, where you can hear some more housewives fighting.
Yay. Yeah, literally, Emily sent me the video, and I was like, oh my God, that's my friend Danny. And then Aliza, who does our social media, was like, yeah, he works here. We can get him.
Yeah. Yeah. Get him on the phone.
I was like, oh my God, he's my connect. And they were like, no, he very much works for the company.
So I'll see you guys at the holiday party.
Yeah.
Great. Bye, Danny.
Bye, Danny. Bye. Love ya. That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your Dear DSTs and any other questions to DST@Betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you liked this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And of course, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. And we are always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.